The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get 5 practical steps that will lead you to success in virtually anything you choose. Enjoy.
Whenever we set out to do anything, we envision it being successful. We never at any point think that our efforts could go in vain. The prime motivation is success. As much as we want to be successful, it's not always the case. More often than not, we find out that we actually failed in situations we expected to be triumphant. Failing is a discouraging feeling that can be demoralizing in some instances. The higher the stakes, the more failure is likely to hurt. It's paramount to succeed in small things before doing even bigger things. This gives one the confidence that's very much needed in accomplishing bigger things. One might wonder why some people keep winning in most of the things they do. This doesn't happen automatically. Behind the scenes, a successful person has endured a lot of stress, heartache, and failure, and they've spent an insane amount of time and energy figuring out how to succeed. So, how do you become successful in everything you do? Number one, prepare. Imagine walking into an interview without knowing anything about the company. Chances are that you'll end up embarrassing yourself. If you decide to do something with the aim of getting positive results, you must first acquaint yourself with the task. When you have an upcoming exam, the best thing would be to study for it in order to succeed. The same applies to everything else you aspire to achieve. Failure to prepare in advance is a sure way to fall short on your plans. Number two, be disciplined. Discipline is an important ingredient in the cooking of success. If you're looking to succeed either financially, in your relationship, or business, you ought to be painstakingly disciplined. There's no shortcut to this. If it requires you to get up early, you have to get up. If it requires you to show up every day, you have to show up. Discipline is doing what needs to be done when it needs to be done. A lot of people struggle with managing themselves, but what you need to understand is that self-discipline is the gateway to the manifestation of all your desires and goals. The late Jim Rohn said, "Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments, and it's by no mistake that successful people have come to realize that in order to do and achieve their set targets and goals, they have to master the art of self-discipline." Number three, willpower. This is the ability to push yourself when the passion fizzles out. The heart to stay on course even when the journey seems exceedingly impossible. Without willpower, most people do things halfway and give up. No matter how small something may seem, as long as you deem it necessary to achieve, you ought to give it your all. Starting a new thing is very exciting in the beginning. This is when you're eager, motivated, and driven, but somewhere along the way things become a bit stale, and your once picture-perfect vision seems to perpetually lose clarity and focus. It's at this point when most people give up. It's not your lack of interest, but it's your inability to see a way out of a particular conundrum. To successfully overcome a significant barrier, you have to break down the problem objectively in order to find a solution. Breaking down each and every hurdle you face in life and successfully overcoming it is the key to improving your willpower. Every time you successfully find a solution to a problem, your willpower increases and compounds. Eventually, once seemingly impossible obstacles are no longer a problem. Number four, focus. If you've set the wheel in motion, then you need to keep it rolling. There will be a lot of things to distract you and throw you off balance, but you have to maintain laser-sharp focus in order to get it done. The difference between you meeting your deadlines within the stipulated time and failing to do so often depends on your ability to focus. The more focused you are on your chosen path, the more you'll get results. In order to succeed in anything you do, you have to block out all distractions, lock yourself in a room if you have to, and get to work. It's really that simple. Number five, take action. The concept of the idea is quite simple, but following through is hard. Have you done even half of what you said you were going to do? I can only hope that a lot of you can answer in the affirmative that yes, you have done most of what you said you were going to do, and that you're currently working on achieving the rest of the things you said you would achieve. But for most of us, let's get serious, we threw away our resolutions a long time ago. If one of your resolutions was to wake up every day and head off to the gym to exercise, did you follow through? you're like me, probably not. Talk is cheap. A lot of things are easier said than done. The key to successfully taking action on goals and resolutions you want to achieve is to begin with the end in mind. Picture in your mind's eye the said goals you want to accomplish. If it's to lose weight, then imagine yourself lean and super fit. If it's to save for a new car, then imagine yourself driving your dream car. The moment you can perfectly picture yourself having or achieving whatever you desire, that's the moment you can start thinking and working on a plan to achieve it. By applying these tips, you'll definitely see more results and success in whatever endeavor you face.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.